From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Barack Obama hosted Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah today for talks that the White House says covered a broad range of issues, including Iran and the Middle East. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The White House says that the Saudi king voiced strong support for international efforts to curb Iran's nuclear program. A statement said that the two men also expressed their hopes that the indirect talks the U.S. is mediating between Israelis and Palestinians will soon lead to direct negotiations. President Obama vowed to move ahead with the Middle East peace process in a, quote, significant and bold way.
I always value His Majesty's wisdom and insights. And we have had a very productive session speaking about a whole range of issues.
The Saudis have been skeptical about the peace process, but King Abdullah sounded upbeat, describing President Obama as an honorable man. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On day two of her confirmation hearing, Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan called recent rulings upholding gun rights a blinding precedent. Kagan also told members of the Senate Judiciary Committee that televised Supreme Court proceedings would be good for the court and good for the American people, though she backed away from her past calls for nominees to speak more openly about their constitutional views. Under questioning from Republican Senator Jeff Sessions, Kagan rejected claims that as dean of Harvard Law School, she sought to thwart military recruiters. One of four men accused of plotting to blow up fuel pipelines at JFK International Airport pleaded guilty to a lesser charge. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, his plea comes just a day before a federal trial is to begin.
The JFK plot was uncovered more than 3 years ago. An FBI informant had infiltrated a group of men who allegedly wanted to launch an attack that would rival 9/11. The FBI has a recording of the men allegedly saying they wanted to ignite the fuel lines outside the airport and create a giant explosion. The plot never got past the planning stages, and defense attorneys say the men were entrapped. Just a day before the trial was set to start, one of the four men, Abdel Nour, admitted to providing material support to terrorists. Nour and his co-defendants were taken into custody in Trinidad in 2007 and fought their extradition for more than a year before they arrived in New York. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
To find a time when the broader market was this low, you'd have to go back some 8 months. Sell-off that began in Asia quickly spread around the globe today, dragging U.S. stocks lower. All three of the major stock market indexes posted big declines. Alan Skranka is an independent market analyst.
Going forward, I think we're going to continue to have a rocky market. Confidence has really been shaken, and investors right now are not willing to commit big dollars to the stock market.
All 30 of the stocks that make up the closely watched Dow Industrials closed lower today. The Dow dropped 268 points to end the session at 9,870. The Nasdaq was down 85 points. The S&P lost 33 points today. This is NPR. BP and the Coast Guard have announced they are sending oil-skimming ships that had been in the Gulf of Mexico back to shore because of expectations that Tropical Storm Alex, still well away from the area of the spill, could churn up seas. U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Dave French says at least for now all efforts off the Louisiana coast are being halted until Alex moves through. The storm, which is expected to reach hurricane strength before making landfall somewhere in Mexico, could still cause problems in the Gulf. Waves as high as 12 feet are being reported in some areas. President of the International Soccer Federation has apologized to Mexico and England for bad calls by referees during the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg.
Players and fans have complained about referees' performance throughout this tournament. In the U.S. first-round match against Slovenia, the ref disallowed a third goal that would have given the Americans a win instead of a draw. In the second round, a referee in the England-Germany match missed an obvious English goal that would have tied the score at 2-2. Germany won 4-1. In the Argentina-Mexico second-round game, the refs awarded a goal to Argentina when the score was offsides. Mexico was eliminated. Sepp Blatter, president of FIFA, has resisted installing instant video replay. But after all of the complaints over the past few weeks, he now says soccer's governing body will reconsider. But there's no court of appeals in World Cup tournaments. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
For the first time since Ford went public more than 50 years ago, a U.S. automaker embarked on an initial public offering today. Shares of electric vehicle maker Tesla opened nearly 12% above their initial public offering price of $17 a share. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.